complain about any broadcasting station, get in touch with us. IBA, Multimedia Complex, Alikin Kata Road. PO Box 32475, Lusaka. Or call us on 260-211-2505 at 9. Or visit our website at www.iba.org.za. IBA, here for the public.
News Bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome today. 18 hours news. We take a look at stories making headlines. President HHH to utilize Friday's national address to highlight daily struggles for ordinary Zambians. Sinometos mind to remain closed until safety measures are implemented. Poland says that it shot down Russian drones after airspace violation. Remember that you can stream this news live on our Facebook page, which is Millennium Radio 90.5 FM. That is on Facebook. I'm your newscaster this evening. My name is Kalunga Mwape. Stakeholders have urged President Hakainde Hichilema to use his upcoming address to the nation to highlight the daily struggles of ordinary Zambians rather than just focusing on national achievements. They've charged that the head of state should not focus on achievements but address the challenges that the Zambian people have been grappling with. As President Hakainde Hichilema prepares to open the fifth session of the 13th National Assembly, the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR, is calling for a clear roadmap for justice, equity, and inclusive development. The association believes that the president's address should demonstrate how the country progress is being translated into reduced poverty, improved access to social services, and better quality to life for households. JCTR has emphasized the need for the president to address several key issues, including the high cost of living, social protection for the vulnerable, and inclusive economic growth. The association is also calling for a firm commitment to free education, quality healthcare, and social cash transfers, as well as concrete measures to address the climate change and promote environmental resilience. Furthermore, JCTR has stressed the importance of governance and accountability, urging the president to reaffirm his commitment to fighting corruption, respecting the rule of law, and decentralizing power through the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Meanwhile, the National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACREZ, is hopeful that President Hakainde Hichilema will address critical issues affecting learners, teachers, and the education system at large in his upcoming address to the nation. NACREZ Executive Director Aaron Chance has highlighted the long-delayed issue of teacher salary scale upgrades and confirmations, of which have been ongoing for years with little success. The association is calling for a time-framed comprehensive strategy to resolve this matter once and for all, citing the damaging impact on the teacher morale. Mr. Chansa has urged the president to address the stalled construction of hostels at various universities, including the University of Zambia, King Lewanika University, and
commit himself to free education, and this can only be done through increased budgetary allocation. We are sitting at 14.5% this year. We expect the president to increase to somewhere around 20%, but we can see more teachers recruited. We regrettably noticed that the teacher recruitment numbers are dropping from 30,000 in 2022 to 2,000 in 2025, which is not encouraging. So we expect the president to speak to that. But also the aspect of this funny issue of size scale upgrades and confirmations.
The Young Emerging Farmers Initiative have charged that proper taxation of the mining sector could serve as a bridge providing much-needed resources to strengthen agriculture, renewable energy and other climate-smart initiatives. Organization Executive Director Richard Kachingo says that Zambia's future green growth and climate response depend on redirecting more resources into food systems. Mr. Kachingo notes that while the mining sector has been long recognized as the country's largest revenue earner, it is agriculture that has the potential to create more inclusive opportunities, especially for young people. He says that agriculture can become the space where resources are reinvested to expand job opportunities, grow the tax base, sustainable food systems, while mining may mobilize quick revenue. Farming is where the country can achieve the lasting transformation. He argues that proper taxation of the mining sector could serve as a bridge providing the much-needed resources to strengthen agriculture, renewable energy, and other climate-smart initiatives. Mr. Kachungu adds that if Zambia tax base remains primarily fair and channel the revenue into agriculture, the results will be broader economic empowerment.
And it has not reflected that on the communities on the ground. So I think this plan looks like something that is very doable, and I think it'd be a good move if government actually did that, because whether we like it or not, resources have been taken away from our country, and these resources are taken outside this country instead of being invested back in Zambia. So it would be a great move to see how we can leverage on the mines, tax them properly, fairly, of course. But I think the taxes could play a role in trying that these green initiatives, including the food system, can actually result in ensuring that we create more jobs, respond to climate change.
Minister of Water Development and Sanitation Collins Nzovu has announced that Sino meters will remain closed until all safety and environmental measures are fully implemented. Mr. Nzovu is also the acting Minister of Green Economy and the Environment. Also says the corrective measures in the Sino meters pollution scandal are at advanced stage. The mine has been closed since February 2025 when a tailing dam failure released an estimated 1.5 million tons of toxic waste into the Kafue River ecosystem. The disaster has had rather significant environmental and health implications, raising concerns about the long-term effects on human health, wildlife and the environment. And Mr. Nzovu has revealed that he conducted an inspection of the facility yesterday, but noted that it will remain closed until all safety environmental measures are fully implemented. Mr. Nzovu says government is operating under the precautionary principle as outlined in the Environmental Management Act, which mandates immediate corrective action even before the full extent of pollution is determined. He adds that Sino Meters has been instructed to begin cleaning up the affected areas with an independent consultant, which will soon carry out a detailed environmental impact assessment, EIA, to determine the full scope of the corruption.
Again, as we have been saying, based on the precautionary principle in the Environmental Management Act by law, which urges undertaking of immediate corrective action, even in the absence of full evidence of the magnitude of the environmental problem. Now, let me be very, very clear here. This cleaning up exercise, which is currently being done by Sino Metal, will be subject to the detailed environmental impact assessment to be undertaken by the independent consultant who will determine the full extent of the pollution. The cleaning efforts that are currently being undertaken by Sino Metal are not satisfactory.
The Action Institute for Policy Analysis Executive Director Solomon Ingoma says that the arrogance levels being expressed by some leaders in the United Party for National Development, UPND, is undermining the stance of President Againde Ichilema on corruption. In an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Ngoma says that the sentiments by the UPND Director General for Media under the Presidential Support Program, Frank Bwalya, were uncalled for, as corruption is a big issue in Zambia. He says that the Zambian people hate corruption because of its adverse impact on the livelihoods of people, and saying it cannot be the reason the people can remove the UPND out of power is an understatement. He adds that the occupation, rather corruption,